Time for health headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin on 580 CFRA. And our health headlines this morning are actually about the headlines themselves, Barry.
That's right.
Because, and this is something we talk about all the time, the fact that a study comes out and the media jumps all over it and reports something like, for example, something we talked about a few days ago, that runners face a higher cardiac risk if they do a lot of running. And all the media reports after that sort of suggest, they simplify it and they suggest that running might be bad for you. And then people are left with the wrong impression about something. And this is an actual phenomenon now that we have in terms of health reporting. And the Globe wrote about it this week. And I think it's worth drawing people's attention to.
It surely is, because it deals with not only the media's role in reporting information and tending to hype the information and publishing more of the dramatic or controversial studies, which tends to skew the overall body of work that is being done in total with regards to scientific research. Because for every controversial study that is out there, there are literally hundreds or thousands of studies that go essentially unattended, because it's just simply science being done. It's just information being produced, and it's not giving you the sort of quote unquote breakthrough type of information. So the media has a role in what they're doing. They're on a 24-hour news cycle. They're trying to fill their content. They're trying to attract readers or viewers, and so their issue is that they want to have that attention being placed on their stories. But medical journals also have a role in that. Medical journals need readers and subscriptions, and so when they publish these studies, they get recognition as well. If their journal is mentioned, the study is talked about for a while, people go to their websites or you say, you know, I'm going to subscribe to this journal because it's presenting information that I find interesting. And so there's that competition too. And institutions, the places that do the research, they get publicity, they get recognition. And with that comes funding and grants and attracting other people to do research. So their goal as well is to promote what they're doing, and that's understandable, but at times they will use, and scientists will use, language that hypes their research more so than what is actually happening, for those reasons, because they want to attract that information. They want to attract those people.
And not every study deserves equal weight and equal attention, because there are different levels of research that have gone into a particular study, and some of them are much more comprehensive and conclusive than others. That's worth remembering, too.
That's right, and we talk about this all the time, Mark, when we were, for example, talking about the heart study and the running, how you have to put into perspective exactly what it's saying, and a lot of times you get studies that are either poorly designed, or their control group or the people that are studied are not representative of the entire population, and yet it tends to be presented as a means of applying to everyone that's out there. So, you know, we have to be skeptical when things are made. And with all due respect, I listened to this yesterday, with all due respect to Dr. Roberts, I do not believe that people are going to live to 120 and 140 after a couple of generations.
Okay, we got to talk about that one tomorrow. Let's do that.
All right.
Let's talk about that tomorrow. I'm interested in your opinion on that.